वतन का रहने वाला, मीठे बच्चे कहने वाला, करुणा प्रेम दया का सागर, करुणा प्रेम दया का सागर दिल में अपने बसाता है, वो मेरा बाबा है।
ओम शांति। Even when you were doing exercise, you remembered your self-respect? Yes? How many of you? We have God's precious jewel, great yogi of Madhuban, great tapasvi of Madhuban, our sweet brother Suraj Bhai with us. So let's give him a big hand and welcome. So we are going to take inspirations from the great yogi of Madhuban today and how to have a powerful volcanic meditation. You know, volcano has to go out to the whole of Madhuban and bring all Madhuban Nivasis here. Yeah, you're going to do such powerful yoga, aren't you? Yes? Yeah. So now I request our sweet brother Suraj to share his insights, inspirations regarding the topic, how to have a powerful volcanic meditation.
Om Shanti.
And insights.
So how many of you wants to become a powerful yogi? Truly? Cha? Very good. A yogi soul becomes master creator. He or she can change the vibrations of a place. Therefore, Baba has mentioned, those who are good yogi, they are my best cooperative souls, because they help me to create or to spread out the vibrations of peace, purity and might in this whole world. So, I would say one thing, in this spiritual life, for our spiritual upliftment, we must dedicate ourselves to spirituality, not down. We must dedicate everything to spirituality, nothing else. I want only one thing, and that is spirituality only, nothing else. From all other side, close up your eyes, close your ears, close your mouth. No interest in anything else, only for one thing, and that is to become a great yogi, to become a powerful yogi. Baba is speaking always about volcanic yoga. It means powerful yoga. It simply means, now try to understand it. It should be very clear in your mind what it is. There is constant flow of thoughts in our mind. In normal state of our mind, we create 20 to 25 thoughts per minute. Speed of thought is very much in the world. You know, the speed of light known to be very, very fast, very fast. This light goes in a minute, miles and miles, millions of miles. But our thoughts reach in a second everywhere, up to Paramdham. We have to slow down the speed of our mind. From 25, make it 20 per minute, 15 per minute, then 10 per minute. Live such a life. Learn the art to live such a beautiful life where there are only 10 thoughts per minute. It must become our nature. Make it your nature. If we are in tension, if we are in irritation, if we are in problems, if there is mutual clash, this speed becomes 30, 35, 40 thoughts per minute. So psychologists believe that a person creates 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 thoughts per day. And in these thoughts, our maximum energy is used. So we are becoming weak, weak, weaker day by day. If we slow down the speed, if we bring it to 10 thoughts per minute, our energy is saved, we become powerful. So we can believe that when we were deities in golden age, our speed of mind was how many thoughts per minute? How many thoughts? 8 to 10 thoughts per minute. Eight thoughts in a natural way. So we were very, very happy. We were enjoying our whole life. Nature was under our control. So we have to become like deities now in our natural life. For that, we have to practice two things only, bodilessness and self-respect. To the self-respect, I would give one name. It is not new, similar, self-honor. Give honor to your own self. When we slow down the speed of mind, and when there is only one thought in our mind for a minute, then very powerful energy spread out from us, from each part of our body, powerful energy, energy of purity, energy of peace goes out. It brings benefit to the world. It brings change in the mentality of human beings. It brings change in the sanskaras of the people of this Kali Yugi world. So, volcanic yoga means, when mind comes in one thought, an intellect is stabilized on Baba. Intellect is our third eye of wisdom. Intellect, third eye, on Baba. It is fixed on Baba. Our intellect is visualizing only Baba, nothing else in soul world. And mind is silent in one thought. This is most powerful state of yoga. This is called volcanic yoga. This is known as seed stage, bindu stage. Through this practice, our sins are incinerated. We burn our sins. What is the process? How sins are burnt? You must know a simple philosophy. I explain, I keep it in front of you. You can explain it to others. Whatever we have done, right from the golden age, pure actions or impure actions, everything is printed in our this brain, present brain. You must know this. So everything what is printed into soul is also printed into our brain. And what is printed in our brain, its sign and symptoms are print on whole body, by which astrologers can understand many things. So everything is here. So the brain of a person is the storehouse of everything, good or bad. Even our deity sanskaras, our perfect purity sanskaras, our entire power is here, suppressed by many layers, negative layers. We have to remove those layers. Now everything is here, good and bad. Listen very carefully what I am saying in front of you. When we practice self-respect, so good sanskaras, good prints are activated. Suppose we practice, we are Master Almighty, so all powers stored here, which are in dormant form, they become active and we become powerful. Suppose we practice, I am supremely pure soul, I am an angel of purity, so all pure sanskaras printed here, they become active. This is how the deity sanskaras emerge in our life when we practice five form, self-respect. Second thing, when we practice yoga, we concentrate on Almighty, so the vibrations of Almighty enter to the soul, goes to the brain, demolish, destroy the print of sins from our brain, from our mind. Thus, our mind becomes clean, brain becomes clean, and the soul becomes clean. So this is the method how self-respect works, how powerful energy of Baba destroys sins. Is it clear? Clear? So, let us come to self-respect first, which is a higher practice of soul consciousness. Higher practice of soul consciousness. I am soul, we know it. I am not this body. I am separate from the body. I am here, we know it. But I am a great soul. We have to accept it. No doubt, we have accepted that we are souls. But we are great souls. Many great souls don't accept it. Their subconscious mind, their inner conscience reject it. Oh, you are not great. You are not great. We try to feed this thought into our subconscious mind. You are great. And our intellect rejects it. No, you are not great. Yesterday you were getting angry. How you are great? Yesterday you were quarreling to others. How you are great? Your purity is not so good. How you are great? But who mentioned that you are great? Who mentioned? God, one who is true. O Son of Truth. One who knows everything about us. He told us, he reminded us, O souls, you are not ordinary ones, you are great souls. Accept it. So now, let us practice for a minute. Accept it. Visualize yourself a soul in forehead, a shining soul, soul with glow. Now, create this thought of intoxication. In this entire world, God Himself had chosen me out of millions. I am great. In golden age and silver age I had been in deity form. I am great. Every morning God Himself comes down to teach me how great I am. When I open my eyes every morning, God gives me His blessings, His powers. It is true that I am great. For a successful practice of yoga, we need power of renunciation, we need soft nature, a yogi's nature is very soft. And third thing, intense practice. Yoga becomes easy if we do intense practice. But if we don't do, then our concentration becomes very difficult, hard all the time. Mind will fluctuate here and there. Stability of mind will finish. So, I would say to you, for your whole future, make a plan for self-efforts, for good practice of yoga. Every day, you must follow one plan, but you have to make your own plan. I can suggest, but you have to make your own plan. First thing is renunciation. Power of renunciation. In Hindi, there is a beautiful sequence, Tyag, Tapasya, Seva. Renunciation, intense tapasya, then we can do Baba's service. If there is no renunciation, we cannot enjoy good easy yoga, easy tapasya. And if there is not good tapasya, we cannot get good result in our service. So soft nature, renunciation and practice. Visualization is most important thing. Visualization. And we visualize soul and Baba through our third eye of intellect. And for this, we have to cleanse our intellect. Keep it clean. No waste thing. No rubbish. Nothing waste. Keep it in your mind that my intellect is the intellect of a pure soul. My intellect is the intellect of a yogi soul. My intellect is the intellect of a great soul. This is a beautiful utensil. I have not to keep rubbish in this pure utensil. This is pure, very pure. Talk to your intellect this way. Now let us do one beautiful practice again, and that is practice of self-sovereign. I am the master of intellect, master of mind, and we have to give order to our mind and intellect. Red light. Again, visualize yourself. Point of energy. I am sitting inside my brain. I I am the master of this body. I am master of all sense organs. I am the master of mind and intellect. Now make a vision that mind and intellect, these two, are standing in front of me in the form of two babies, my baby. Talk to your mind, O mind, now be my friend. You are my good friend. Now be silent. Don't run here and there. Now enjoy Baba's meeting, Baba's company. Create most elevated thoughts. You have got a beautiful power of creating thoughts. Create most elevated, enjoyable thought. Talk to your intellect. O my intellect, you are the intellect of a yogi soul. You are the intellect of a great soul. Make yourself very clean. Throw out all rubbish. You are a clean intellect. You are a divine intellect. Be stable. Om Shanti. This is very good practice. You can experience its beauty if you bring it into your practice. Before going to Murli, or when you start to listen Murli, do this practice and give command to your intellect. O my intellect, whatever you listen today, just accumulate it. Just now, bring it to my life, just now. Remember all good points forever. Oh, my pure intellect, if any rubbish try to enter you, throw it out. Oh, my divine intellect, have very good wishes, love for all souls of this world. Keep giving such commands to your intellect every morning, at least once, and see the magic of this. Intellect will follow your commands. It will do what you have asked it to do. You will see this wonder. But don't run away here, there. You have achieved God, most beloved, supreme friend. Now, be stabilized on Him, just on Him. Keep visualizing Him only, nothing else. He's the most beautiful. Nothing is as beautiful as He is. Just keep visualizing Him. Give such orders to your intellect, and it has to follow it. It will obey. Beautiful practice. One very good thing which I am teaching nowadays to everyone, in the morning time, when we open our eyes, there are 10 beautiful minutes, 10 golden minutes for everyone in the morning, for everyone. Because at that time, our conscious mind is silent. Therefore, our subconscious mind is active. So in these 10 minutes, you can make your fortune very elevated. You can create very good thoughts in the morning time. I would use two words for this. We all Brahmins have to charge ourselves in these 10 minutes. Charge yourself. Second thing, you can book the order for yourself to the nature. I will explain it to you. What does it mean? First thing, charge yourself. You know, when we get up in the morning, problem of many things doesn't allow us to enjoy Amrit Vela. So every Brahmin is complaining. They don't enjoy Amrit Vela. This is the problem. They have sleepy feeling or they have waste thoughts. They don't enjoy. But if you charge yourself in 10 minutes in the morning, you will enjoy your Amrit Vela very much, like nothing. Wonderfully you will enjoy it. We will do it now. So at that time, our subconscious mind is active. Give attention what I am saying now. Your very first thought, you wake up and what did you think? What was your first thought? It will determine your future. It will determine your today. You can determine your today. My today will be most happy day. My today will be very successful day. My today will be obstacle free day. Today will be most fortunate day for me. Create such thoughts in the morning. You can determine everything. A person is coming to meet with you. You can create the thoughts, oh, our meeting will be successful. Our meeting will be full of happiness. Our meeting will make us stress-free. And you will see the result accordingly. So I would say, the very first thought every morning must be first, say good morning to Baba, and then enjoy one thought. I am the most fortunate person in this world. I am most happy person in the world. I am the richest person in the world. I am most successful man in the world. Most fortunate, very happy, very rich, successful, obstacle-free. 5 good thoughts. You can repeat them 5 times so that let them enter to your subconscious mind. Let the subconscious mind accept it. And you will say the beautiful impact on these 2 thoughts on that day, on whole life, on your Amrit Vela yoga. Very important thing, don't create such thought, oh, I'm not a good yogi, my yoga, it is disturbed, I cannot enjoy yoga. My mind runs here and there. So, what is the use to get up at Amrit Vela? It's better to sleep. Otherwise, whole day I will remain irritated, mind will not remain fresh. Many think this way, and it creates their fortune. Now, right from now, not only Amrit Vela, right from now, start thinking, I am a successful yogi, I have got a stable mind, I have got divine intellect. Three things. I am a great yogi, successful yogi, I got a stable mind and divine intellect. My fortune is most elevated. Don't say always, oh, lot of tension here all the time. Oh, life is full of tension. Keep in mind, what you think again and again, you attract it. You might have heard about the philosophy of law of attraction. For Brahmins, for we Brahmins, it's most important, most effectively work, because we are very powerful. We are very powerful. You must know about your powers. Power of soul resides in mind. Two things, mind and intellect. Power of soul resides in mind, and wisdom resides in intellect. When we were in golden age, we were 100-degree powerful. Just for knowledge, I am sharing one thing to you. And see, for Kali Yuga people, their degree of power nowadays is like 5, 6, 7 degree. Psychologists believe that 90% of our entire power resides in subconscious mind. So suppose a person has only 5 degree of power, so you can say 4.5 degrees in subconscious mind. And now we Brahmins, we are yogis. Our degree is 40, 50, 60 nowadays. So, in subconscious mind, 40 degree, 50 degree, 60 degree. And those who are very powerful yogi, 80 degree, 90 degree power is in subconscious mind. So, their subconscious mind is like almighty in this world. Therefore, Baba has given this title to us, you are Master Almighty. And you know, when conscious mind is silent, then subconscious mind is active. Morning, night time, conscious mind is silent. Subconscious mind is active. When now we are doing yoga, so subconscious mind is active. Give good vision to your subconscious mind. Give very good thoughts to your subconscious mind. Try to accept them. Try to accept them. There, because we are very powerful. God has blessed us with all of His powers. So our subconscious mind can do magic in this world. Magic. Miracles. So what is going to happen? At the time of destruction, great yogi souls will control nature. Will control nature, will control Third World War. You must know the secret. Otherwise, you know, so many atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, nuclear weapons are present here that 1,000 times they can destroy this entire world. They can change this earth into ash. And they would try to do this. But great yogi souls will say them, silent, no more. And they will become silent. Nature will create so much calamities that people will realize that nothing is going to left behind, everything will end, then yogi souls will say to the nature, silent. And nature will have to obey the command of their masters. For this purpose, we have to become Master Almighty. We have to become great yogis. We have to become the master of nature. So, you can choose some thoughts of self-respect for yourself. I give you a list. You can note down. First one is, I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. Second, I am Master Almighty. I am the destroyer of obstacles. I am world benefactor. I am the angel of purity. I am supremely pure soul. I am a victorious jewel. I am Bab Saman. I am Shiv Shakti. Worship worthy soul. Worship worthy. I am ancestor soul. I am the light of this world. I am the beauty of this world. I am like sun in this world. Sun, rising sun in the sky. Master sun of knowledge, sun of might. I am self-sovereign. I am the master of nature. Master of this body. So just brief, if we practice, I am an angel of purity, so our pure sanskaras emerge. If we practice, I am a victorious jewel, what will happen? We have got power to get victory over Maya. We have got that power already, but it is like sleeping inside. It will become active and we will experience victory over all kinds of Maya. So if you find any time difficult to get victory over a certain Maya, remember I am a victorious jewel, I am Master Almighty. And victory will become easy. If we practice that I am the destroyer of obstacles, you will experience that your inner powers are destroying your obstacles. So you can take one thought and can practice all day. You can take 2-3 thoughts for a day. You can practice whole day. If you want to change the vibrations of your home, of your office, of your business center, just one point of self-respect. In Hindi, I am Master Gyan Surye. I am the son of knowledge, master son of knowledge. So, from each part of my body, colorful vibrations will spread out, will change the vibrations of that place. If at your home you practice a lot that I am Master Almighty, so very powerful vibrations will be created there, and any bodiless souls, any negativity would not dare to enter there. Vibrations will become so powerful. Have confidence in your mind. I am Master Almighty. Any black magic cannot affect me. Have this powerful thought. Any bodiless souls cannot influence me, and they will never come to you. If someone uses any black magic power to you, it will be failed. Because when we practice, we are Master Almighty, we create powerful aura around us. This is very powerful aura. Even sometime we will experience, even a bullet will not enter in this. It is so powerful. So, make it your nature that you have to practice self-respect in a natural way. Self-respect. I am great. I am Master Almighty. I used to say that for the time of destruction, we must have one thought, God Himself is my bodyguard. My bodyguard. My friend and my bodyguard. And He always keep His thousands arms over my head. So make it your natural practice, at least two times a day, feel that Baba's hand of blessing is there on my head. So now, let us practice for 3 minutes one beautiful thing. Every morning or evening, once a day, you have to do this practice. That as if Baba is reminding you about your self-respect. So now, feel yourself in subtle world, above sky. There is white light. This is the world of angels. Full of enjoyment. For a little distance, Bap Dada is coming towards me. Visualize Bap Dada, a divine angel. From each part of his body, light and might is spreading out. In Baba's forehead, Almighty, the supreme light is shining. He is giving drashti to me. Coming towards me, now he came to me, in front of me, he put his hand of blessing on my head. And he spoke, O great child, you are not an ordinary soul, you are a great soul. I have blessed you with my all powers. Therefore, you are Master Almighty, embodiment of all of my powers. Baba's hand on head. He's reminding us, O great soul, you are the destroyer of obstacles. You are world benefactor. You are the master of this nature. You are a victorious jewel. You are more powerful than all problems of this world. You are very great. You are most fortunate. Baba is giving drashti. Om Shanti. This is the practice. By this, gradually we will accept these things. Our subconscious mind will accept them. And life will become the embodiment of all these self-respect points. Baba's beautiful words, I remind you, because right from the beginning, when Baba became avyakt, and he started to speak on self-respect, when Baba was in Sakar, he hardly spoke about self-respect. He used to say, intoxication. You must have intoxication that God has come down to teach you this way. But when Baba became avyakt, many times Baba came here in this hall. Before Shantivan, we had only this hall. Before this, we had only history hall. So we used to sit very close to Baba. Many times Baba came in his room. We saw him. We sat with him. So I realized that Baba, when he looks at us, he looks with this angle that these are very great souls. So when Baba looks at us with the angle of self-respect, why should not we accept those things? So when we used to sit in front of Baba in history hall, very close to him, I always noticed that Baba, when he gives drashti, he doesn't see that these are ordinary souls, but he gives drashti with this feeling that my great souls are sitting in front of me. Hero actors of this universe are sitting in front of me. Therefore, we feel always very good vibrations from Baba. So this is the magic of self-respect, self-honor. We should give this honor to ourselves. One more thing. Soul is always combined with nature. In whole 5,000 years, soul with nature, body. Body is made out of nature. Nature is sustaining us. Nature has given air us, oxygen to us, water to drink, oxygen to live, and food, fruits, milk, everything to sustain our life. Now at the end, you know that human beings has polluted entire nature. destroyed the beauty of the nature. So people used to use this word that nature is getting very angry now. It will take revenge. It will destroy everything. Even many thinkers, philosophers of the world believe it. That nature is going to become very, very, very revengeful now. So when nature will take revenge, it will create many calamities for that time, right from the now. We must give pure vibrations to this nature every day, so that nature remain helpful with us at the time of destruction. We will get sufficient water, we will get fresh air, we will get fire to cook our food, we will get all facilities. So nature will provide with everything if we serve nature now. And nature needs our pure vibrations. It is the requirement of nature. Purity is the inner strength, inner power of this nature. So every day, spare 10 minutes for nature. And nature has given us everything for 5,000 years. Now, we must spare 10 minutes for nature. Would you like this? Did you like? What to do? And it is the part of our beautiful yoga practice. We will enjoy it very much. So, how to practice it? I am an angel of purity. I am in the sky. I am the master of nature. First, go in such feeling. Then, from Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. White rays of purity. Then from me they are spreading out sky, water and fire. These three elements are receiving my pure vibrations. Means I am giving pure vibrations to nature, to sky, water and fire. I am in the sky. Then see that there is globe in front of me. From my forehead, pure vibrations are going to the globe. Then from sky, see, entire ocean, blue water. From me, pure vibrations are going to the water of sky. Then one more thing, feel that 9 stars, planets, are standing in front of me in God forms. 9 planets, stars. And I am giving drashti to each one. And talk to them. Become friendly to me. You are my good friend. You are my very good friend. This is the way how we can serve this nature. Should we do now? Okay, red light. Just for 3-4 minutes. I am an angel of purity, and I am not on the earth, I am in the sky. Just be alone and feel yourself to be in the sky. I am the angel of purity and the master of entire nature. From Baba, pure vibrations in white color are coming down to me. As if the rain of white color is pouring down to me. A fountain of purity is coming to me. Now from me, from the each part of my body, white vibrations are spreading out. Fire, water and sky are receiving them. I can see globe in front of me. From my forehead, pure vibrations, a fountain of pure vibrations is going to the globe. I can see the water of ocean. From my eyes, from my forehead, pure vibrations are entering the water. There are 9 stars standing in front of me in deity form. I am giving drashti to everyone. Talk to them. You are my good friends. Be good friend. Be friendly to me. Om Shanti. This is very good practice of serving the nature. Powerful yoga for easy practice. Just while working, try to visualize Shiv Baba in soul world, almighty, only almighty. It will help you to improve your concentration. Now, we have 2.5 more day to see Baba in front of us. And I can say to you that every morning, this way, you can meet Baba as long as you like to meet him. You can receive drashti to go in subtle world. Did you like this practice to go in subtle world? Every morning, continue with this and you will experience that you meet every day to Baba. At night, evening, any time you can do this. You will have bhatti today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, Gita well? Bhatti? Aage bhi hogi? Kal tak. So, Continue with few practices of self-respect till Baba comes, so that your spiritual stage becomes so elevated that you can enjoy Baba's meeting. Baba comes down always, but the experience of his meeting depends upon the level of our spirituality. If our spiritual level is very high, anywhere we can enjoy Baba's meeting. And if one is sitting in front of Baba in Shantivan in Diamond Hall and one's spiritual level is not good, one will have no experience. So right from now, talk to your mind. Oh my mind, now don't allow any waste thoughts within you. Create pure and positive and powerful thoughts. So this way you will enjoy Baba's meeting. You will enjoy powerful yoga and life will become very divine. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. If you have any questions regarding volcanic meditation, you can ask Suraj Bhai now. Do you have any questions? Put your hands up. Those who have questions?
No.
No questions?
No.
No, no, no. Okay, anyway, let's give a big hand to Surya Bhai. Yeah.
Now, powerful yoga. And powerful yoga means, I am Master Almighty, Almighty is there, visualize Him and feel that His rays of might are coming down to me, a fountain of might on me.